This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world.
Welcome back to the Stock Day Podcast. I'm Jamie Fellows, filling in for Everett Jolly. On today's show, Winston Gold CEO Murray Nye joins us. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol WGMCF and on the Canadian Stock Exchange under ticker WGC. Murray, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Jamie. It's a pleasure again.
Yeah, it's good to have you back on the show. So you guys have really been doing a lot lately. I recently read that Joe Carrabba is the new executive chairman. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I'd be very pleased to tell you about that. Joe is a former director of Newmont, which is the largest gold mining company in the world right now. He chaired their sustainability and safety committees for the past 9 years. He was a very active board member in that organization. And I had the good fortune of meeting Joe back in the summer of 2017. He really liked our project and decided that he would like to get involved in a financial way, and he became a shareholder.
Mm-hmm.
And over the course of the last couple of years, he's become the largest shareholder of Winston Gold Corp and owning about 16% of the company. And he indicated to me back in early spring, Newmont was merging with Goldcorp, and he thought that the two boards would have to, get intermingled.
Mm-hmm.
He saw his role there. He wasn't all that enthused about developing a new culture with the two companies being combined, and he indicated to me he'd like to get more involved with Winston, and I suggested maybe he become chairman of the board, which he agreed to. So we've titled him executive chairman because he's taken a very active role in the company.
Wow. Yeah, it sounds like he's been a really great addition for you.
Oh, yeah. He's very good. He's got lots of contacts. He's a very knowledgeable guy. He's had a wonderful career in the mining industry, putting the Diavik diamond mine into production in the Northwest Territories, becoming the CEO and chairman of Cleveland Cliffs Resources, a big iron ore producer. He's got a very storied career and a very, very skilled businessman. So we're very pleased to have him with us.
Great. What a great move. So moving on, tell us about the progress at the mine.
Yeah, I think when I was on with Everett back in September, we started the portal back in the summertime. The portal is basically the start of your drift tunnel or decline, however you want to term it, but it's the opening to the underground workings, and a portal has to be supported correctly for safety purposes. Obviously, it has to have the right support system in place, and that's done with what they call one of the methods is called timber sets.
Mm-hmm.
So we started driving the portal in back this summer, started in July, and we encountered ground conditions that weren't all that favorable, so that we had to put timber sets in a lot further than we thought we would have to. So we're at the stage now where we're through that kind of process, and we've got it's looking like the face is becoming very, very competent ground we're into now, and we'll be advancing the drift a lot faster than we have over the past few weeks or months. We estimate that we could, when we get two shifts on, we could advance that construction at 30 feet a day. We're going to drift in about 900 feet to access the two veins we've been talking about in our press releases, the Block 93 vein and the Parallel vein. These veins are running parallel to one another, so the drift is going right between the two of them. And from that point, we think we can access the old workings, or the level number one of the Custer mine, and then be able to access both those veins off of that level. And then we can start our test mining or bulk sampling phase, where we can get actually into the veins that we've identified with our drilling and start ore headings on those structures. So we're, you know, I think what we're hoping to do here is get some sort of bulk sample coming out of there in the first quarter of 2020.
Very good. Yeah, it seems like you've been doing a lot. We're really excited to see where you go with all of this. What's next for Winston Gold?
Well, the other, just getting back to the mine development on what we're doing now, we also have identified an area called Tunnel Number 1, which was a tunnel developed in the Custer mine. And the reason it's called Tunnel Number 1, it's on the number one level. So we found that. It was kind of obscured by a collapse at the face, and it turned out that the people that were in there last trying to do some work did a very poor job of supporting the entrance, and it had collapsed and wasn't really visible. We found it by looking at some old maps and doing some investigation, and then we've since rehabbed that area. And we've the guys just told me today that we're going underground there on that level, and that takes us into the old workings of the Custer mine, which is going to be very beneficial for us for several reasons. One is it gives us a secondary escapeway in the mine that you need for compliance with MSHA, and it gives us good ventilation in the mine as well. It gives us an exploration potential. We could put underground drill stations in that area, and then we could drill back at the Custer vein, Custer mine vein, that we're very excited about seeing what they left behind in that area. Also, what it might look like at depth. So it's a kind of an exciting step for us to get that actually in a position where we might be able to use that tunnel, that old tunnel. And so far, the drift really looks good. The competency of the ground has been sitting there for 100 years, and it's still in very good shape. There is a cave in about 450 feet that we're going to be looking at next week and probably muck that out and see what we got after that. So I think we're pretty excited about that possibility as well.
Yeah, lots of excitement and a lot of potential for you. We've been watching you very closely, and we're excited to see what comes for you in the next quarter. Is there anything else you'd like to say as we close the show?
Well, yeah. One other thing that we're looking at right now, I just mentioned, Jamie, is the fact that one of the pieces of the puzzle, if you're going to be kind of an integrated little gold company like we are, is we've been looking around for a mill. And I think we're very close to leasing a mill in that area, a lot closer than we anticipated with two other mills. The haulage was going to be 122 miles. To the other mills, and this one is only 36 miles, so that greatly reduces our cost. So we haven't quite inked that yet, but I think we're very close. So that would be an important milestone for us as well.
Joining us today again, CEO of Winston Gold, Murray Nye. Again, thank you so much for coming on today, and we look forward to hearing back from you in 40 to 50 days, if that's possible.
That's very good, Jamie. I appreciate your time today. Thanks very much.
Awesome. Thank you, Murray. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.